Well, good afternoon.
下午好。
I'd like to begin, please, in a word of prayer.
我想开始，我们先有点祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we commit this session into your hands.
我们天上的父，我们把下面这段时间都交托在你的手里边。
I desire, Lord, that the eyes of our heart might be focused on the Lord Jesus.
愿我的心都集中在我们的主耶稣基督的身上。
You have promised to be with us. We claim that promise.
当我们在那里来支取你的应许的时候，我们相信你在我们当中。
In the matchless name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣的基督的名祷告。Amen.
I noticed in the other testimonies there were female helps.
是在这个之前两次的下午分享的时候有女士的帮助。
When Brother Eric asked me if I would give my testimony, my heart sunk.
当我的Eric 弟兄吴弟兄问我来分享我见证的时候，我心就下沉了。
By the time I finish, you'll know why my heart sunk.
当我今天分享结束的时候，你就知道为什么我的心就这么下沉。
Let me give you a couple of reasons I get nervous to give my testimony.
我给你两个原因，我为什么这么紧张。
The first is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 and 18.
第一个原因是在哥林多后书第十一章十七到十八节。
What I am saying, I'm not saying as the Lord would, but as in foolishness, in this confidence of boasting. Since many boast according to the flesh, I will boast also.
哥林多后书第十一章十七到十八节，我说的话不是奉主命说的，乃是向愚妄人放胆自夸。既有好些人凭着血气自夸，我也要自夸了。
I'm nervous because I do not want to speak in the flesh.
我紧张是因为我不想靠着肉体来说话。
Most of Paul's testimony we would not have if he didn't speak in the flesh.
那如果保罗是在肉体来说话的话，他很多见证就不会有了。
Now I'm certain there's a way to testify to give God the glory.
我想有很多的方法来见证，把荣耀归给神。
2 Corinthians 10, verses 17 and 18.
那是在哥林多后书第十章第十七到十八节。
But he who boasts is to boast in the Lord, for it is not he who commends himself that is approved, but he whom the Lord commends.
哥林多后书第十章第十七到十八节，但夸口的当指着主夸口，因为蒙悦纳的不是自己称许的，乃是主所称许的。
I earnestly want to boast in the Lord this afternoon.
我真是很希望在主里边来夸口。
Psalm 66 and verse 16.
诗篇六十六篇第十六节。
Come and hear, all you who fear God.
凡敬畏神的人，你们都来听。
And I will tell you what he has done for my soul.
我就跟你们来讲他为我灵魂所做的事情。
In that carefulness, I want to testify.
我要很小心的来做这个见证。
Another reason I'm reluctant is because he's intimately acquainted with all my ways.
我另外一个原因我有紧张是因为他对我每一个细节他都非常的了解。
I'm about to testify of 59 years and every moment of that time he has been doing something.
因为我要分享的是59年的时间他每一刻都在那里做工。
I had to select what I believed he wanted me to share.
我相信我选的是他要我所分享的。
But the biggest reason my heart sunk was because I was terribly burned by a personal testimony.
我另外一个心下沉的原因是因为我的个人的见证是像火烧一样。
The prevailing revelation of the Lord as I look back is the patience of the Lord.
我向过去看到过去的启示来看就是神自己的见证。
He's been so patient with me.
他的耐心。
I did not come from a Christian home.
我不是在一个基督教家里长大的。
Now, I'm going to tell a sad story, but I don't want you to feel sorry for me.
我讲一个很悲伤的故事，但是我不希望让你们觉得很悲伤。
My mom and dad were divorced when I was 3 years old.
我三岁的时候，我父母就离婚了。
We were very poor.
我们也非常的贫困。
We lived in my uncle's cabin.
我们住在我舅舅的小木屋里面。
There was no plumbing. Three rooms.
只有三个房间。
And my sister, my mother, my grandmother, and I lived in the woods.
我姐姐、我妈妈、我祖母，我们和我们几个人就住在这个小木屋里边。
I could build a tree hut. I could kill a squirrel with a slingshot. I could gig a frog.
我可以建一个木屋，我可以拿那个弹弓子打松鼠或者那个解剖青蛙。
But I was quite backward socially when it came to the world I was living in.
但在那个生活的世界里边，我社交方面是非常的不行的。
It's important, I think, that you know.From what the Lord lifted me, so I'm going to give one illustration. I could give many.
我就给你一个例子，是神如何来抬举我。
I wasn't stubborn before the Lord. I was just stupid.
我在主里面开始并不是很倔强，就是很笨。
When I was 10 years old, they came to me and invited me.To join Little League.
我十岁的时候，他们邀请我加入这个青年团。
They asked me if I had a ball glove.
他问我们有没有这个打棒球那个棒球的那个手套。
I didn't know what they meant until they described it to me.
我那个棒球手套是什么东西我都不知道，直到他们向我们介绍，他给我们讲的时候我才知道。
And I told them I had one.
我跟他讲我没有。
My mother had bought me a sponge ball glove to hold soap.
因为我的妈妈给我买一个海绵的一个手套，是来拿那个肥皂的。
And that was set on a little table next to our bathroom.
而是放在洗手间旁边的一个小桌子上。
I showed up to try out for Little League with that foam glove.
我就是加入这个棒球的少年队，我就用那个手套来加入的。
I didn't know why everyone was laughing.
我不知道为什么所有人都在那里笑我。
They put a stick in my hand. They called it a bat.
他们把一个棍子放在我手里边，叫击球棒。
They told me where to stand.
他告诉我站在哪里。
And some guy threw a ball.
然后一个人他就是把一个球就扔过来。
And I hit the deck.
然后我就打那个球。
That was the end of my Little League career.
我就把那球打到那个观众台上去了，那就是我的棒球的生涯。
I'm not saying that so that you feel sorry for me, but so that you know that I grew up sort of backwards.
我并不是让你觉得感觉很可怜我，我就是告诉你们我的生活是非常的不太好。
I have no time to tell you everything that took place, so I'm going to divide into four seasons.
我没有时间把所有的事情都来分享，那我就把这些分成四个季节。
I think in nature and in grace, God works in seasons.
那我想在自然里边和在神的恩典里边，神他有他的季节。
I can't tell you everything in each season, but for 59 years, he's been working in my life.
我不能也不能把每一个季节的细节都讲出来，但是过去59年，他 在我生活每个细节他来做工。
I'm going to divide the seasons into years.
我要把这个季节分成年份。
The first season began in 1958 and went to 1965.
第一季是从1958年到1965年。
The second season from 1965 to 1975.
第二季是从1965年到1975年。
The third season from 1975 to 2013.
第三季是从1975年到2013年。
And the final season from 2013 to the present day.
然后最后一季是从2013年到现在。
I'll begin with the first season.
我们从第一季开始。
I'm 16 years old.
我16岁。
The Lord is about to change my life forever.
神要永远的来改变我的生命。
I will meet two people in 1958 that changed my life.
我58年那一年见到两个人，他们改变了我的生命。
One is the dear Lord Jesus.
第一个是我们亲爱的主耶稣基督。
And the other one is my Lillian.
第二个是我的姊妹 Lillian, 太太。
Let me just tell you how I met Lillian.
我就告诉你我是怎么见到 Lillian 的。
We were Lutheran but unchurched.
我们是名义上是路德会，但是我们没有真正是去聚会的。
And one day our Lutheran youth group was going to have a big conference with all the other Lutheran youth groups.
有一次我们那一个当地的那个路德会要和其他的路德会一起来一个青年的特会。
At this time, even though I haven't told you that yet, I had just become a Christian.
那个时候我刚才没有提到，那个时候我刚成了一个基督徒。
The Lutheran group that we were with, I don't think many were Christians.
我想我那个路德会那一群人没有太多人是真正的基督徒。
They were telling...dirty stories and so on.
他们就在那里讲很肮脏的故事，类似这些东西。
My heart was grieved. I was a new Christian.
我那个时候是刚信主的基督徒，我心里边就很悲伤。
And the idea was that all these buses would meet at a certain place in Hartford, Connecticut.
这个安排就是这些的大的巴士就会在Hartford, Connecticut 那个地方 来聚集。
And then we would change buses so we could meet people.
然后我们是要换，我们坐走去的时候要换这个换巴士，所以我们可以见到不同的人。
And then we go to Boston, Massachusetts for our big rally.
然后我们去波士顿那边去有一个大的一个特会。
As I was in our bus, my heart was grieved.I began to sing some of the gospel songs I had heard.
在巴士上，我心里就很悲伤，我就开始唱一些我知道的福音的歌。
And there was a little girl up in the front, and she knew those songs.
然后是坐在巴士前面有一个小女孩，她也知道那些的诗歌。
We had bag lunches that we carried with us.
我们每个人都带着一包一包的那个午餐。
When it was time for lunch, that little girl stood up on the bus.
然后吃午餐的时候，那个女孩她就从巴士上她站起来。
She said, "At least we can thank the Lord for our food."
她说，起码我们要为我们的食物来感谢主。
And she led the whole bus in prayer.
她就带着全巴士的人来祷告。
I said, "Lord, someday give me a wife like that."
然后我就向神祷告说，主啊，求你有一天给我像这样的一位妻子。
There was no one else like that, so I got the floor model.
所以没有像其他像他这样的，他就成了我一个标本。
But that's how I met Lillian, and our courtship was, she would tell me Bible stories.
这是我第一次见到 Lillian， 然后我们一起在一起谈恋爱的时候，他就跟我讲一些圣经的故事。
I never knew that Jesus multiplied loaves or walked on water or Daniel was in a lion's den.
我从来不知道耶稣在水上行走，或者但以理在狮子坑里面这些故事。
When I got saved, I didn't know there were two testaments.
我也不知道，我得救的时候，我也不知道有新旧约。
I was saved for 1 week, and they asked me to lead in prayer at a rally with 1,000 people.
我得救一个星期之后，他们在我上几千人的大会上来带领他们来祷告。
You don't call a novice to do that.
你不叫一个初信的人来做这样的事情。
As I was praying, I thought, "This is a good idea, Lord, save Satan."
我就祷告的时候，我就觉得有一个很好的主意，我就祷告，主啊，求你来拯救撒旦。
Wouldn't that solve a lot of problems?
这会解决很多问题吗
？Later, they came to me and said, "You can't pray that."
后来他们就跟我讲，你不能这么祷告。
Anyway, that's how I got to meet Lillian.
不管怎么样，这是我第一次见到 Lillian 的故事。
I want to tell you how I met the Lord Jesus.
我要跟你讲一下我们是怎么见到主耶稣基督的。
I'd like to read first a verse from Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 9 and 10.
我要读一下《申命记》第五章九到十节。
You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. But showing loving kindness to thousands, those who love me and keep my commandments.
申命记第五章九到十节，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
I quote that verse because. 1958, God visited me.
我用这节经文是因为1958年神顾念了我。
Not to hold my ancestors' sins against me.
他不纪念我祖上的罪。
Sometimes we look at that and we say God visits in judgment.
有的时候我们看这些事情，就说主是来审判我们罪的。
But He visited me in mercy.
但是当神来顾念我的时候，他显明他的慈爱、恩慈。
Wouldn't you think it would be a wonderful day having the Lord meet you in mercy?
如果有一天神向你来发怜悯，你不会觉得很美好吗
？Two things happened the day I got saved.
我得救那一天，两件事情发生。
One was thrilling.
第一件事情非常的让人兴奋。
The other, not so good.
第二件事感觉不太好。
The Lord used Youth for Christ. I don't know if you're familiar with that ministry.
我不知道你有没有听说过这个服事，就是年轻人为了耶稣的年轻人这个服事。
Because I was backward and a nerd and didn't know what was going on, had no friends.
因为那个时候我是从一个很落后的地方，我什么都不懂，这么一个年轻人。
I did have a personal bully.
我有一个就是常欺负我的人。
When the captain of the football team and the valedictorian took an interest in me, I responded.
当学校橄榄球队队长还有毕业典礼上发言人他对我开始有兴趣的时候，我就做出反应。
We went to this rally in Hartford, Connecticut, and I heard the gospel for the first time.
然后我们就去 Hartford, Connecticut 这个地方的福音大会上，我们一起去。我就在会上有反应。
I got up, I came forward as when the invitation was given.
当发护照的时候，我站起来走到前面来。
And I cried for 4 hours.
我在那里哭了四个小时。
They told me I was forgiven of all my sins.
他们就跟我讲，我一切的罪都被赦免了。
They told me I had just joined the family of God.
他们就跟我讲，我就加入了神的家。
They told me I was born again.
他们跟我讲，我就重生了。
And they told me it would never go away.
他跟我讲，我们永远不会离开。
My heart was thrilled.
我的心真是被摸着。
But the same day, the same rally, there was a speaker named Larry Doyle.
然后在同一天那个大会上，有一个讲员叫Doyle 的一个讲员。
Actually, he didn't give the message. He gave his testimony.
他没有讲到，他只是分享他的见证。
He was associated with Word of Life. I don't know if you're familiar with that ministry.
他是跟生命道这个服事是有关系的。
His testimony was so dramatic. I'd never heard a testimony like that.
他的见证是非常的很有戏剧性的，我从来没有听到这样的一个分享。
He told how he was associated with a gang.
他分享他曾经是在黑帮里边的。
Some of the bad things that he did.
他做了一些很不好的事情。
He told of his battle with addiction.
然后他讲他如何与他的吸毒是怎么来挣扎。
He told how in his heart he harbored anger and violence.
他讲在他心里边有很多的愤恨，有很多的暴力。
And when he was done, I saw so many teenagers go up and crowd around him.
当他分享完以后，就看到有很多十几岁的年轻人来围绕着他。
Coming from a dysfunctional home,
从一个破碎的家庭里边出来的我
，I had no friends.
没有朋友。
That sounded pretty attractive.
对我来讲非常有吸引力。
So the very night that the Lord washed me from my sins,
就在那个晚上，主他洗净我一切的罪。
I stole Larry Doyle's testimony.
我就把 Larry Doyle 的见证就这样就这么搬过来。
One week after that rally, my family, my mother, my sister, myself.Moved from one location to another location.
那次特会以后的一个星期，我姐姐、我还有我母亲，我们三个人从那个地方搬到另外一个地方。
It was a new environment. It was a new school, new people.
是一个新的环境、新的学校、新的人。
It was a new neighborhood. Nobody knew me.
是一个新的一个社区，没有人认识我。
So I became Larry Doyle.
所以我就成了。那个 Larry Doyle.
I began to be invited to different church groups to give my testimony.
我就是被当不同的聚会请我去来讲我的见来讲这个见证。
I made his testimony look bad.
我把他的见证弄得听起来非常的不好。
I exaggerated it.
我做了很多的夸大。
My lie got bigger and bigger and bigger.
然后我的名声就越来越大。
I had just met Lillian.
我刚见到Lillian.
And so she didn't know. She thought I was a former gang member.
她不知道细节，她以为我以前真是参加过黑帮的。
I was invited to so many places to give my testimony.
我被邀请去过很多地方来给这个见证。
This was to be seven of the hardest years of my life.
这个七年就是我一生中最难过的七年。
Those 7 years were filled with legalism.
那七年里面满了这个教条的东西。
Most Christians that are legalistic because they haven't heard.The message of grace.
那些非常教条主义的基督徒，他们之所以这样，是因为没有听到这个耶稣的教导。
I hadn't heard the message of grace either, but that's not why I was legalistic.
我也没有听过这个恩典的教导，但是这不是我成为一个很教条主义的原因。
I was working off a debt.
我是要还我那个时候我在还一笔债。
I tried to make a deal with the Lord.
我是要跟主做一个交易。
I told the Lord I'd be the best servant He ever saved if He would let me keep my secret.
我就跟主讲，我要做你最好的一个仆人，如果你能来守我这个秘密的话。
And so I got involved with every kind of Christian service that I could find.
所以我就是参与了所有的我能找到的基督徒的侍奉。
On the weekends, I preached in the open air.
在周间的时候，周一到周五的时候，我在外边室外在那里讲。
I visited nursing homes.
我去那些你看看那老人院。
I had a jail ministry.
我去监狱里面看看犯人。
I ministered with sailors.
我去那些看那些的海员。
I was a walking track wreck. Many tracks I handed out.
我就发了很多的传单，传章，传单。
This first season was also marked by formal training.
然后这第一季也是我正式的训练的时候。
Now, our brother was sharing about the education of his children.
我们的弟兄分享到他怎么来培养他的孩子们。
I was underwater the whole time. That's below sea level.
我一直是有很大的麻烦，就像我就像在海水之下那么有麻烦一样。
And I didn't think I could get into any school.
我觉得我根本就不可能去上什么学。
Since I was Lutheran, I thought, well, the Lord wants me to be a Lutheran pastor.
因为我是在路德会聚会的，所以我觉得神会让我在路德会里边做一个牧师。
So I applied to Concordia Institute in Bronxville, New York.
所以我在纽约的这么一个大学，这么路德会一个大学里边来申请。
But I didn't think they would accept me with my transcript.
但是我觉得不会，他们看到我成绩单的时候，我觉得他们不会接受我。
So I put my testimony in print.
所以我就把我的成绩单打印出来。见证打印出来。
They accepted me.
他们就接受我了。
At that time, it was a liberal school.
那个时候，那个学校是非常自由，是自由派的一个学校。
And by then, I had heard about Moody Bible Institute.
当我听到穆迪圣经学校的时候。
So after I graduated from the junior college, I put my testimony in print again.To get into Moody Bible Institute.
所以当我完成这个学校的学业的时候，我把我的见证又打印出来，发给穆迪圣经学院。
When I left Moody, I put my testimony in print again, so I could get into Columbia Bible College in South Carolina.
然后我从穆迪圣经学院毕业以后，我又把我那个见证打印出来，所以可以去南卡的一所大学，哥伦比亚大学，神学院。
For 7 years, I lived this life.
有7年的时间，我是这么过来的。
Now I want to mention 3 individuals that are vitally connected to the transition to the next season.
我要跟你们讲，这有几个人是非常重要的，使我从第一季转到第二季。
One man's name was Bron Carlyle.
第一个人叫 Bron Carlyle.
He was a teacher at Columbia Bible College, teaching us open air ministry.
那个他是在哥伦比亚神学院教我们如何在室外、户外来传福音、来传信息的。
Another man was Frank Sells. He was also a teacher at Columbia Bible College.
另外一个叫 Frank Sell， 他也是在哥伦比亚圣经学院里边做教师的。
And the other was a student whose name was George James。
另外一个是一个学生，他叫他叫 George。
In the first season that I'm describing, I discovered the Lord as my Savior。
在第一季的时候，我发现。我们的主是我的救主。
And even though I was living a lie, I had the joy of the Lord.
那个时候虽然我是活在谎言里边，但是我很有喜乐。
And It even looked like God might be actually ministering through my lie.
好像神用着我这个谎言在那里来服侍。
The lie got so large. I was invited to give my testimony on a radio program called Unshackled.
我的谎言变得如此的有名，他们甚至请我在电台里边来广播。
Let me tell you about the crisis that happened in 1965.
让我来讲一下1965年发生的一个危机。
This starts the second season.
这就开始我的第二季。
I told you that there were three names. The first was Brown Carlyle.
我讲了三个人的名字，第一个人叫 Brown Carlyle.
He was from New Zealand, and he had a very strong English accent.
他从新西兰来，他的英国的口音非常有很强的英国口音。
I'll tell you the story that he told that absolutely, in one sense, destroyed my hypocrisy.
我就讲他讲了一个故事，就完全毁了我这个在那里装模作样的样子。
He gave an illustration about, he said it was true, I don't know, but it was about a big famous organ in a cathedral in England.
他就讲到在一个英国很大的教堂里边有一个风琴。
And one day, a man came and he knocked at the door and the custodian let him in. He wanted to see the organ.
有一天，一个人他敲门，然后接待的把他接进来，他要看那个风琴。
But the organ was rolled down, had all the pipes, you know, and it was locked.
但是那个风琴有很多的那个管，都是被锁起来的。
But the man insisted, "Please, let me just see it. I won't touch it."
那个人就是他非常的他非常的坚持说，我就想看一下，我不会碰的。
And after a while, he.Unlocked it and rolled up the top.
那最后还是把那个打开，然后把那个屏风给卷起来。
And then he asked the custodian, "May I sit down just at the keys? Just sit."
他就跟那个接待人说，我能不能就是坐下来碰一下这个按键
？And the custodian resisted. He said, "No, you can't do that."
接待的人说，不行，你不能这么做。
Well, I'll make it short. After a while, he sat down.And he began to play, and he filled the cathedral with music for about 1 hour.
然后最长话短说，最后他还是在那里弹那个风琴，一个小时的时间，教会里面充满了风琴的声音。
And Mr. Carlyle said in his inimitable way, the man said, "Who are you?"
然后卡洛先生他那时候他就很。他在那里说，他就讲这故事说，那人问你到底是谁
？And he said, "My name is Felix Mendelssohn."
他讲我的名字叫 Philip Mendelssohn， 一个音乐家。
And the custodian said, "Felix Mendelssohn, and to think, I almost didn't give him the key."
他接待人就说，你居然是 Philip Mendelssohn， 我差点没有把钥匙给你。
And then Mr. Carlyle said, "Students, you're all an instrument."
然后 Carlyle 先生他就讲，学生们你们都是器皿。
And inside, there's beautiful music.
你们都是像乐器一样，你们在你们里边都有美好的音乐。
Jesus Christ, and to think I almost didn't give him the key.
就想一下，我们几乎没有把我们的钥匙给主耶稣基督。
I was so convicted. I never knew if there was any music in the real me.
我从来没有想到，在我里边有这样的一个音乐。
But that message broke me, and I gave the Lord Jesus the key.
那个信息就完全的。破碎了我就把我的钥匙给了主耶稣。
Well, at that time, I thought the only thing to do, I had two choices. I was going to leave school, and I was going to divorce Lillian.
我就想那个时候我能做的就是离开学校和 Lillian 来离婚。
She didn't know who she married.
因为她不知道她到底是跟什么样一个人来结婚了。
I thought the only noble thing to do is set her free.
我觉得一个正确的事情来做就是与她离婚，让她自由。
But at that time, the dean of faculty came to me and he said, you cannot quit school.
然后那个管事的一个学校的一个管事的
Your confession must be as large as the circle of your sin.
他说你不能离开学校，你的悔改，你的认罪就一定要像你的名声那么大一样。
You can't leave school until you confess to the student body the hypocrite you've been.
你除非你向全学校的人向你来表明你过去所说的谎言，除非这样你不能离开学校。
I thought it would be easy. It's Christmas vacation. I just wouldn't return.
我想我以为很简单的一件事情，因为过圣诞节，我离开我就不回来了。
I told you about another name, George James.
我也讲到另外一个名字叫 George James.
George James was a student at the Bible College, and he had laid hold of my testimony.
他在圣经学院里面，他是个学生，他就抓住我那个见证。
And almost, it wasn't every day, but several times a week during chapel, he would stand up and he would say, if God can do that for Ed Miller,He can do that for my family.
然后在一个星期有好几次我们在一起在聚会的时候他会站起来说如果神能在 Ann Miller 身上做这样的事情他也可以在我们家身上做同样的事情。
It was a very rough Christmas vacation.
那一次的圣诞节的假期非常的很难的过来。
My biggest concern was George James.
因为我最大的担心就是 George James.
He was one of these that intellectually straight A's.
非常聪明的，全都是全 A 的学生。
But socially, a little bit backwards.
社交能力不太好。
Well, I came back at the end of Christmas vacation, and I sat as far back as I could find a seat in the auditorium.
圣诞节回来以后我就在大厅里面坐的能 最靠后的地方我坐下了。
The president of the college said, is Ed Miller here?
然后大学校长就说 Ed Miller 是不是在我们当中
And so I came down the aisle, I was hysterical.
我就从那个走廊上走上来我就几乎就是非常的歇斯底里的样子。
I cry when the leaves fall off the trees.
我就像那个从树上掉下的叶子一样。
I don't know how long I spoke. I got up. It seemed like forever.
我站在上面讲，我都忘了讲多长时间，反正是觉得很长。
And when I was finished, I said, "Where is George James?" And I began running up and down the aisles.Looking for George James.
我讲完以后，我就觉得那个 George James 在哪里，我就在走廊上走来走去，我要找那个人。
They took me into another room, and they told me George James was in heaven.
然后，他们有人就最后带我去说 George James 在旁边的，他上吊死掉了，上天了。
He had been in an automobile accident during that Christmas vacation.
因为在过圣诞节的时候是一次交通事故，他去世了。
Now I know better now, but at that time, I thought it was my fault.
我那个时候我真是觉得是我的错。
Must two die for me?
一定说两个人为我而死吗？
The third name I mentioned was Frank Sells.
第三个人叫 Frank Sells.
He's the brother the Lord sent to pick up the pieces.
这个就是主来差派来帮助我把这些碎片都放在一起。
He explained to me that my life was really Christ and it's not Ed Miller.
他跟我讲我的生命实在是基督不再是 Ed Miller.
And it's not Larry Doyle.
也不是 Larry Doyle.
He challenged me to do nothing but seek Christ for 6 months.
他就挑战我什么都不做只来寻求基督六个月的时间。
I don't know why he gave me a time limit, but he said, you owe him at least 6 months.
我不知道为什么他给我时间限制他但是他跟我讲你最少欠了他六个月那么长的时间。
I said, how shall I seek him?
那我问我怎么来寻求他呀、啊、
He said, he'll show you.
他说他会来启跟你来启示的。
I told you I was very active in many things. I was even a student pastor at the time.
我讲过我在很多服事上都有参与而且我在是在学生当中我是做牧师的。
And so I quit everything.
所以我就辞掉了一切的这些的服事。
Not only my works, I quit going to church.
那不仅是我的工作而且我连聚会我都不去了。
And I quit reading the Bible.
我也不读圣经。
I was afraid the Bible would get in the way of me knowing the Lord.
我担心读圣经会拦阻我来认识我的主。
In those years when I was trying to pay off my debt, I was very much reading the Bible.
所以在那些年间我来偿还债的时候我在那里读圣经。
Not to know the Lord, but because I read godly men got up early and prayed. So I got up earlier.
不是说为了来认识主，就是为了来像认识历练一样，就是你提前站起来。
But for the first time in my heart, I had a desire to read the Bible.
但是那是第一次在我心里边有一个渴慕来读圣经。
I was terrified to read the Bible. I thought it would get in the way of knowing Jesus, whatever that meant.
我读的时候我就非常的害怕因为我怕读圣经会拦阻我来认识主耶稣基督。
I started with the book of Philippians.
我从腓立比书开始读。
And I asked the Lord with every verse, Lord, don't let this get in the way. Show me Jesus, show me Jesus, show me Jesus.
我读的时候每个字我就说求主求你不要让这些话来拦阻我让我看到耶稣看到耶稣看到耶稣。
The book came alive.
那这卷书就活过来。
It's been 59 years. That's a long 6 months.
五十九年了，那六个月的时间成了五十九年这么长的时间。
As the first 7 years were noted by legalism and hypocrisy.
那头七年是。充满了这个教条主义，充满了假冒为善。
This season was marked by a lot of different kind of busyness.
然后第二季就充满了各种各样的忙碌。
Now I wasn't a student.
那个时候我不是学生。
Look at my transcripts, you'll see that.
你从我的成绩单上可以看到这一点。
Took me 7 years to get a 3-year Bible school education.
我花了七年的时间来学完三年的东西。
But everybody knows when you go to Bible school, then you go to seminary.
你知道，我们都知道，从圣经学院出来，我们都要去这个神学院。
So I asked Mr. Sells, my mentor, which seminary do you recommend?
我就问 Mr. Sells, 我的导师，我应该去哪个神学院
？He said, Ed, seminary will kill you.You're done.
他就跟我讲 ，Ed， 这个神学院会把你毁掉了。
What am I supposed to do?
那我该怎么做呢
？I had begun to have a family at this time.
那个时候我也开始有了我的家庭。
He said, "Don't move till your cloud moves."
他跟我讲，云柱不动的时候，你也不要动。
That didn't help.
根本就没有帮助。
What does it mean? Your cloud moves.
云柱动什么意思啊？
He said he'll show you.
他说他会给你来启示的。
Well, they had a placement program at the school.
在学校有一个要把你放到排把你排到哪个课的那个一个考一个进门的一个考试。
And after a couple of months, they gave me an opportunity. There was a church up in northern Massachusetts looking for a pastor.
两个月以后，那个时候在北马省有一个地方，他们来找牧师。
I said that must be my cloud moving.
我觉得说那一定是就是我的云柱了，我该动了。
So my wife and I and my little son went off to Williamstown, Massachusetts.
所以我们家三口人和我和我的妻子还有儿子，我们就搬到马省去了。
It was a congregational church, 100 years old.
那个是一个一个公理会，有一百年的历史的公理会。
And it smelled like it.
闻起来也像一百年的。
So liberal.
也非常自由派的。
The pulpit committee were two women who had been born again.
董事会上只有两个女士。姊妹是重生得救的。
But that church didn't last long.
但是那个教会没有过很长的时间。
At that time, I had a concordance, a Bible dictionary, and a Bible.
那个时候我有一本圣经，还有一本圣经的汇编。
And I felt like the Lord wanted me to start a library.
我就觉得神好像让我要建一个图书馆。
So I began to go around looking for used bookstores.
所以我就开始在附近找那些旧书店。
I didn't know the area.
那地方我不熟。
But I found a used bookstore.
然后找到一个旧书店。
And I asked the man if he had a religious section.
我就问他有没有一个信一个宗教部分的书架。
And he did, but they were all books that I remembered we were warned against.
但是都是那些很老的书，那些曾经人都警告我们不要看那些的老书。
So I started to cry.
所以我就开始哭了。
And the man came over and he said, "What's wrong?"
那人过来问我怎么回事。
I said, I'm a pastor, I don't have a library.
他说我是一个牧师，但是我没有图书馆。
And so he said, well, we have a library down in the basement, but it's all dusty down there.
他说我们地下有一个图书馆，但是里边尘土已经积得很厚了。
Would you like to see it?
你要不要去看一下？
So I went down and there were books, names,that I didn't know them, but I heard their name, Matthew Henry.
那个就是有像 Matthew Henry 这样的名字的人写的。
And other names that I knew.
还有其他我知道的名字的。
And so I began piling the books.
所以我就开始把这些书都一堆一堆的堆起来。
I had no money.
我没有钱。
And all of a sudden, the lights went out.
突然这个灯就灭了。
I'd been down there for 4 hours.
我觉得那边我待了四个小时。
And I screamed, and he came running down.
我那里大喊大叫，那个店主马上就跑下来。
And he said, "You've got to leave now, but if you come back with $50, you could have every book in down here. I want it cleaned out."
他就说你该走了，但是我跟你讲，如果你有$50的话。我就把这些书全都给你，因为我也该清理这个地下室了。
1967, $50 was a lot of money.
1967年$50是不小的一个数字。
I borrowed it from 3 different people.
我从三个人那里借这笔钱。
I had a little Nash Rambler at the time.
我那个时候
small car.
我那个时候就是一辆车，我就在那里到处求人。
I filled it up.I was driving like this. Books in the trunk, in the back seat, everywhere. There were several thousand books.
因为就一辆很小很挤的一辆小车，我把几千本书都挤在那个很小的车里边。
I went home and I told Lillian, look what the Lord has given us.
我回到家里面跟 Lillian 讲，你看是主给我们给我们什什什么样的东西。
And I started going through, and in the cover of many of those were watchtower.
在那些书里边很多的封面都是那个观看观看那个看守望塔守望塔。
Yeah, I knew that was Jehovah's Witness.
我知道那些都是耶和华见证会的。
So I set those aside, and then I saw many with the name Bishop.
我就把那些书放在一边，然后又看到有很多书上面有这个主教。
That frightened me too.
那个也很让我害怕。
And so I set all those bishops aside.
所以我把那些有着主教这些名字的书又放在一边。
Bishop Moule, Lightfoot, Ellicott, Butler, all these wonderful books, I set them aside.
那些非常好的那些的书也都是放在一边。
I tied them in bundles and I put them on the edge of the road for the garbage man to take away.
我们把它捆起来，一堆一堆捆起来，放在路边，让那些取垃圾的人把它们取走。
Lillian rebuked me.
Lillian 就在那里就说我了。
She said, "If they would not be healthy for you, why would you let the garbage man have them?"
如果说这些书对你不健康的话，你为什么让？取垃圾的人把他让这个人来取走呢
？So we prayed what to do, and we decided to have a funeral.
所以我们就祷告说该怎么做。那最后决定我们就有一个丧礼。
I dug a huge hole in the backyard of the place we were renting.
我们在我租的地方后院挖了一个很大的一个坑。
And I threw more than 1,000 books in this.
我把上千本书都扔到那个坑里边去了。
And then Lillian said, "Would you ever be tempted to dig them up?"
Lillian 就跟我讲，你会不会受将来会受试探，又把他们挖出来将来
？So for the next hour and a half, we let the hose run into the grave.
所以下一个小时，我们就拿那个水龙头就在那里喷，在那里浇。
And then we prayed, and with that funeral service, the Lord gave me a love for reading that has never gone away.
So, 通过那个丧礼，主给我一个渴慕读书的一个心，一直到现在。
You can check my transcripts. I'm not a student.
你可以看我的学习成绩表。
But from that day on. I was devouring the green pastures. Some of these books are 1800, 1700, marvelous library.
我就从那时候开始，就像在青草地上一样，在那里吃这些书，上800页、1700页这样的书。
I couldn't stand staying in that liberal church, and so I resigned from the church. Didn't know what to do, so I went to see Frank Sells in South Carolina.
我从那个很自由快的教会里面辞职出来，不知道去哪里，我就回到南卡，去见我 Frank Sell。
He gave me less than 5 minutes after that long trip.
我花了很长的时间回去，他只见我五分钟时间。
He said, "Don't leave God's people to God's enemies."
不要把神的百姓放在神的仇敌的手里边。
I said, "What does that mean?"
你说什么意思啊
？He said, "God will show you."
他说神会来给你向你来启示的。
I came back. I told Lillian.
我回来，我跟 Lillian 又讲
，Don't leave God's people to God's enemies.
不要把神的百姓放在神的仇敌的手里边。
And the phone rang.
然后电话就响。
And it was two couples that had come to the Lord.During the ministry at the congregational church,
在那个公理会的时候，得救的两对夫妇，那是得救两对夫妇打过来的。
And they asked, "Will you teach us? Will you stay here?"
他们就问我，你要不要留下来教导我们
？And so for the next little while, we just had that fellowship.
所以在那点点的时间，我们在那里有交通。
The editor. of a local paper got saved.
一个当地报纸的一个编辑他得救了。
And since they were the editor of the paper, revival hits Williamstown.
他就在当地报纸上，因为他是编辑，他就写这个复兴就来到这个当地这个地方。
Williams College is in Williamstown.
威廉的大学就在威廉这个镇上。
And they started coming.
他们就开始来这里。
We had a wonderful ministry.
我们有非常美好的服事。
Then the Lord blessed us with a profoundly deaf child.
神就给我们有一个非常非常耳聋的一个孩子。
We knew, since my wife grew up with deaf brothers, we knew how early training needed to be given.
因为我妻子她有一个聋的兄弟，所以我们知道对一个聋的孩子的话，要很早开始来训练他们。
And so we began looking through the New England states for a school for the deaf for my son.
所以我们就开始在新英格兰这一个地方来找给耳聋的孩子们的一个学校。
That led us to Rhode Island, where we found a school. The principal was born again. Teachers were born again.
所以我们在 Rhode Island 这个地方找到一个学校，校长是得救的，老师也是得救的。
Let me share a verse here, please. It's from Luke chapter 2, verse 51.
我们分享一节的圣经，是在路加福音第二章第五十一节。
He went down with them, came to Nazareth. He continued in subjection to them, and his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
路加福音第二章五十一节，他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。
At that time, I believe Mary is a picture of the church.
我相信玛利亚在那个时候就是教会的一个图画。
The Holy Spirit forms Christ in her, and her contribution to the world.Is to give Christ to the world.
圣灵就在他里边，就是说要把教会在向世界，把基督向世界来发表出来。
When I moved to Rhode Island, I became the pastor of a Navy church.
我搬到Rhode Island 之后，我在一个海军的一个地方成一个聚会的地方成了一个牧师。
That's like preaching to a parade.
就好像在行军的那种地方的阅览兵的地方来向他们来传讲信息。
Three things happened at that church.
在那个教会发生三样事情。
Number one, Nixon closed the Navy base.
第一件事，尼克松关闭了海军基地。
I got a call from Boston Hospital.
波士顿的一个医院打电话过来。
And I met a man named Tom Wontrop.
我见了一个人，他叫 Tom Wontrop.
When Nixon, for political reasons, closed the Navy base, our congregation went from 300 to 30 in 1 week.
尼克森因为政治原因关掉海军基地之后，我们的聚会从300人降一下子一个星期之内就变成了30个人。
When the phone rang, and it was from a hospital in Boston, I was a little bit puzzled.
我电话响之后是从波士顿一个医院打电话来的，我就觉得有点奇怪。
They said, "Are you Ed Miller?"
他说你是 Ed Miller 吗
？Somebody here needs to see you.
但是这边有人要见你。
His name is Larry Doyle.
他的名字是这个人叫是 Larry Doyle。
He had been chasing me all over the place.
他在到处都在这边来追我。
And every time he almost had me, I moved or something.
每次他几乎要追到我，我就搬到另外一个地方去了。
He had attempted to take his own life, and he wanted to see me before he died.
因为他要在 那里，他要自杀，但是他要在自杀之前，他想要见我。
I had never met Larry Doyle.
我从来没有见过 Larry Doyle.
I just stole his testimony.
我就把他的见证给偷过来而已。
I went to Boston and I went to his room.
我去了波士顿，我去他的房间。
We embraced.
我们互相拥抱。
And he told me that his testimony was a lie.
他跟我讲，他的那个见证就是一个谎言。
I stole a lie.
我就偷了一个谎言。
He came back to the Lord, and he died 2 days later.
他回到主那里，两天后，他就主就把他接去了。
This man, Tom Wontrop, he'll play a big part in the next season.
然后这个人 Tom Wontrop, 他在下一季会做一个很重要的一个角色。
The reason I read the verse when Jesus was 12 years old is because at that time, Jesus submitted to his parents, and wherever they went, they took him.
因为那我刚才讲这段圣经是耶稣十二岁的时候的原因，是因为耶稣他非常顺从他的父母，父母去哪里，他都会带着耶稣去的。
And since the church was pictured, Jesus was submitting to me. I was taking him to the nursing home. I was taking him to the jail. I was taking him to the pulpit, and he submitted.
我就想把教会带到带到养老院，带到监狱，我是好像都像我很顺从一样，这个教会。
But remember the first miracle, John 2, verse 2 to 5.
但是要记得第一个神迹是在约翰福音第二章第二节到第五节，那个是第一个神迹。
Both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when the wine ran out,The mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come."
约翰福音第二章第二到第四节，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去复席，酒用尽了。耶稣母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
I had read John 12:26. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. Where I am, there my servant will be.
还有约翰福音第十二章那里说，我在那里，我在哪里，我的仆人也要在哪里。
Where I am, my servant shall be.
我在哪里，我的仆人也要在哪里。
I thought.Where I was, he would be.
我以为是我在哪里，主也会在哪里。
And at that point, I said it's over.
在那个时候我就说
，From now on, from now on, I am going to submit to the Lord.
从那个时候开始，我要向我的主来顺服。
And so I resigned from the church.
我就从教会辞职。
The Lord had not yet opened my eyes to the church.
主还没有把教会这个真理向我来启示。
I read Acts 28:30-31.
我们读《使徒行传》二十八章三十到三十一节。
He stayed 2 full years in his own rented quarters, and was welcoming all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching concerning the Lord Jesus with all openness unhindered.
使徒行传二十八章三十到三十一节，保罗在自己所租的房子里住了足足两年，为凡来见他的人，他都全都接待，放胆传神国的道，将主耶稣基督的教事教导人，并没有人禁止。
In the first season, I was filled with joy.
第一季我满了喜乐。
In the second season, I was delivered from me.
第二季我从我自己被
拯
救出来。
Not from a gang or addiction, from me.
不是从什么黑帮里面，是从我自己被拯救出来的。
And I tasted freedom for the first time.
我第一次尝到了自由。
Now season 3, 75 to 2013.
第三季75年到13年。
I was determined now to be led only by the Lord.
我决定只让主来带领我。
Where he was, that's where I wanted to be.
无论他在哪里，我也要在哪里。
And Lillian says, what are you going to do?
Lillian 问我，那你要做什么呢？
I said, I don't know. I'm going to know the Lord. I'm going to see him in the Bible.
就是 我不知道，我就要读主的话，我要在主的话里边来见到他。
And she said, are you going to teach?
她说你要去教书吗？
I said, I don't know.
我说我不知道。
I just want to know him.
我就想认识他。
She said, I'll take care of all the taping and everything if you'll teach.
她说如果说你要教书的话，那一切的其他的这些录音带什么东西我来负责。
So I saw that verse, I rented my own quarters, welcomed all who came, presented the Lord Jesus unhindered.
然后我就看到那一节，他租自己的房子，欢迎一切来看他的人来传讲。基督 教导人没有人禁止。
And for 5 years, we had 4 people attending my Bible studies.
四年五年之间只有四个人 来参加我的这个查经聚会。
I said to Lillian, are you willing to trust the Lord for this?
我就问我的姊妹 Lillian, 你相信不相信在这件事上来相信不相信我们的主？
She said no.
说不会的。
She said, "You trust the Lord. I'm trusting you."
他说你来信靠主，我会来信靠你。
In that season, the Lord began to open many doors.
在这一季，神就打开了很多的门。
I began to share, and the Lord allowed me to meet many godly men.
神让我看到很多属神的人。
Some you know, Stephen Kahn.
有些人你们认识的，像江成道弟兄
，Dana, Brother Frankie.
Dana 弟兄，还有 Frankie 弟兄。
I don't know if you know Major Ian Thomas.
还有不知道认识不认识 Major Ian Thomas.
But many doors began to open.
但是很多门就开始被打开。
One of the annual conferences that the Lord opened.Is a fellowship called Family Ministries.
很多这些打开的门的其中一个是家庭服事的这么一个服事的聚会一个服事。
They worship like you do.
他们聚会的道像很像我们一样。
They break bread every week.
他们每周都擘饼。
They're a body.
他们是一个身体。
It was my first taste.Really, of church life.
那真是我第一次尝到教会的生活。
The Lord used that fellowship in several ways.
神用那个教会在好用好几种方法使用这个教会。
Three of our children married into that fellowship, and so we're family in more ways than one.
我的孩子中的三个孩子在就嫁到就娶到这。这个教会里边来，所以我们成为一个在多重意义上面，我们成了一个家庭。
In season one, the Lord marvelously gave me joy.
第一季神非常奇妙的给我喜乐。
In season two, I began to taste the liberty of the Lord.
第二季我尝到主给我的自由。
And in season three, as I went here and there and everywhere, and God provided everything, delivered me from the cares of this world, I entered into rest.
第三季，从神用各种各样的方法和人把给我很多的提供，我是完全进入他的安息里面。
This season, where I had rest, also had critical events.
在我有安息的这一季，我也有很多有危机的时刻。
In 2000, I had a massive heart attack.
2000年我有一个很厉害的心脏病。
I needed bypass surgery and they couldn't wait, so they operated while I was having a heart attack.
哦，他们要做搭桥手术，因为很紧急，他们就在我有心脏病的时候给我做这个手术。
This event didn't upset the joy, didn't upset the liberty or the rest, but it changed the direction of our life.
这件事情没有影响到我的喜乐、我的自由、我的安息，但是改变了我的方向。
At that same time, my wife and I felt like the Lord had called us to be responsible for our elderly relatives.
那个时候，我觉得神召我和我的妻子来照顾、来看顾那些我年老的亲戚们。
Lillian's grandfather stayed with us for 6 years and died at the age of 106.
我妻子的祖父和我们住了6年的时间，他去世的时候是106岁。
We took in my stepdad, who was very needy. He died at the age 93.
然后我们也接待我们的继父，他是93岁的时候去世的。
At the same time, we took in her father, who was 98 years old.
然后我们也接待我妻子的父亲，他去世的时候是98岁。
This took up a lot of our time. My Lillian has a disease, and so she needed a lot of help with the elderly.
我的姊妹她自己也有一些身体上的软弱，所以她需要很多的帮助。
Early in the testimony, I mentioned a man named Tom Wontrop.
一开始，刚才我讲到一个人叫 Tom Wontrop.
Mark chapter 6 and verse 7.
马可福音第六章第七节。
He summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs.
耶稣叫了12个门徒来，差遣他们两个两个的出去。
I think the best verse to describe our relationship is 1 Samuel 18:1.
我想最能够解释我们关系的是撒母耳记上第十八章第一节。
The soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as himself.
那里说约拿单的心与大卫的心深相契合，约拿单爱大卫如同爱自己的性命。
Because of my failing health and my wife's failing health.
因为我和我妻子的身体都越来渐渐的变得很虚弱。
And because of the added responsibility of caring for our loved ones.
也是因为我们越来越多的责任来照看我们的亲人。
I felt like the Lord was leading Tom and I to become co-laborers in the gospel.
我就觉得神把我和 Tom 两个人放在一起作为一个福音的同工。
I'd ministered before with godly men.
我以前和属神的人也一起服侍过。
For example, Dana, for 35 years, he and I co-ministered at two conferences.
比如说和康登弟兄有35年的时间，我们两个人在一个特会里边来服侍。
But it was different. He sought the Lord. He studied for what God wanted him to present.
因为但是他不一样，他追求主，他就是要看主是如何用他来启示。
I studied and sought the Lord for what God wanted me to present.
让我寻求主是寻求主怎么让我来启示。
And often because it's the same Holy Spirit, our messages dovetailed and came together.
那有的很多时候因为都是圣灵的启示，所以我们的信息都是都合在一起的。
But with Tom, it's different.
但是 Tom 这个人是不太一样的。
He has a heart to seek the Lord.
他真是有一颗寻求主的心。
And so we get together and we study.
所以我们就在一起来学习。
Days at a time.
一次就好几天的时间。
Weeks at a time.
或者是一次就好几个星期的时间。
We study the same thing.
我们学同样的东西。
So when we share, we go to these little house gatherings that we have. When we share, I'll share a lesson, he'll share a lesson, but it's on the same thing.
所以我们就在很小的家庭的聚会里边来服侍他，我们交通越我们我他交越来越他交通越来越少，我也交通越来越少，但是我们交通的东西都是一样的。
I don't know if the Lord's ever given you a partner, someone that you can go into the presence of the Lord with and be real and seek the face of God, but that's the privilege I have with Tom.
我不知道你有没有神给你有这样一个同伴，属灵的同伴，可以一起来寻求主，但是神真是把像 Tom 这样一个弟兄放在我生命里边。
And so that's been the difference in these last years. Tom and I go out together, and we have house gatherings.
所以过去这些年，我和 Tom 就是在人的家里边有这样的聚会。
There are some people that can't get to a conference, so we'll meet 5, 6, 7 at a time. We'll spend a weekend in a home, in a garage, and we'll share the word of God.
有些人去不了特会，所以我们5个、6个或者7个人在一起，在周末的时候，我们在家里边，在停车库里边，我们在那里有聚集。
The Lord brought me to joy. He brought me to liberty.He brought me to rest.
主带领我进入进入安进入喜乐，进入安息，进入安息，进入喜乐，进入自由，进入安息。
I thought, what can follow rest? It has to be glory.
我想安息之后呢，一定是荣耀了。
Now, as I said, my wife, she has muscular dystrophy, too, and she'sRather unstable. If the Lord brings her to your mind, you might want to pray for her. She's been very unstable lately, falling down a lot.
我姊妹的肌肉有一些的疾病，所以她非常的不稳定。如果我所以求弟兄姐妹也为她来祷告，因为她是如果带来的话，你也看到她是很不稳的。
And I have congestive heart failure, and my energy level is not that great, and sometimes.I get very short of breath.
我自己心脏也有问题，所以我的情况也不是很好。有时我呼吸也有困难。
That with the normal setbacks of aging.
这个就是年纪年长的一个过程。
I'm losing everything but weight.
我除了体重，我在失去其他一切的东西。
I'm losing my eyesight, my hearing, my energy.I'm losing my memory.
我的视力，我的听力，我的精神，都是越来越不好。
In the light of our declining health, we prayed before the Lord, and we felt like we should get closer to our children.
那在我们越来越软弱的身体上边，我们觉得我们需要花更多的时间来。接近我们的孩子们。
We didn't want to add distance as another burden in case the Lord was going to call us home.
如果说神把我们召回家的话，我们不希望我们关系之间的一个距离成为他们的一个负担。
We're now within 1 hour of 4 of our 6 children.
我们要我们是住在。靠近我四个孩子开车一个钟头之内的距离。
And so we decided that we would move to Delaware.
所以我们决定我们要搬到 Delaware 去。
One of the surprises was doors that had been open for decades began to close.
很奇妙的是那些被打开的门被打开好几十年的门被一个一个被关上。
In the same, I was going to say week, month for sure, in the same month, 6 annual conferences closed.
在同一个我要说同一个月里边六个不同的特会都终止了。
I honestly thought that the Lord was going to call me to heaven, and that's why he was closing the doors.
我真是以为神要把我接到天家，所以神把这些特会都关掉了。
But at the same time, new doors began to open.
但是同时，新的门又被打开。
I presently have a weekly Bible study Still, according to Acts, we rented a little room in the back of a little diner, and there we meet week after week.
那现在我们还是根据使徒行传那里说的，我们在一个吃饭一个餐饮的地方后边一个小的地方，我们租了一个地方，我们每个星期在那里有聚会。
Mostly, my ministry is with Brother Tom. He's younger, and so he takes care of me. He drives. It's twice the blessing, half the work, and also it's a safeguard against spiritual pride.
我就是和 Tom 我们弟兄来一起来服侍他。主要来服，他也来服侍我，他开车带我去，所以对我来说是两倍的祝福，一半的工作。但是另外最更重要一点是，有他在那边可以帮助我属灵的一个骄傲。
Having a brother whose heart is set on the Lord is such a benediction.
对我来说，有一个弟兄他的心是放在主的身上，真是一个很大的一个祝福。
I was planning to read several verses, but I see the time is getting away. Let me just give you the last season that we're in now. What has God shown me?
那我们现在时间原因，我们就来到最后一季，神向我来让我看到的东西。
He took me from joy to liberty, from liberty to rest.
他把我从喜乐带到自由，从自由带进安息。
Let me illustrate it by telling you the Bible story. I won't read the verses. I'll just tell the Bible story.
我解释，我来讲这个圣经的故事，我就不读了。
It's in Acts chapter 16.
那是在《使徒行传》第十六章那里。
God's servants tried to go north. They tried to go south, and God said no.
主的仆人他们要往南去，要往北去，要往南去，主却说不要。
What's he up to?
那主要什么呢？
And then they got that vision, come over to Macedonia.
他就得到那个意向要去马其顿去。
What's he up to now?
那去马其顿去干什么呢？
And then they went to that little prayer meeting in Lydia, the Lord opened her heart.
他们去利迪亚那个地方去祷告，神就把一个就打开了。
It was redemptive, and the Lord gave fruit.
然后神就把一个果实就放就赐给他们。
And then there was that demon-possessed girl, and she followed around, and finally she came to the Lord.
然后那个被鬼附那个女孩跟他们转，最后她也是归到主那里。
And that destroyed the profit of those who had been using her.
然后那些用着这个女孩子来赚钱，他们的利润都没有了。
And so they grabbed Silas and Paul and they began to beat them.
他们就抓住保罗和希拉就来打他们。
What's he up to now?
那现在又怎么样呢？
And then they put him in stocks, his hands and his feet. They put him in prison.
然后把他们手和脚都绑起来，把他们放到监狱里边。
They were excited.
但是他们却很兴奋。
They're singing the praises of the Lord.
他们在监狱里边来唱诗赞美神。
And then there's an earthquake.
然后就有地震。
What's he up to now?
那然后呢？
And then a jailer comes and says, "What? How can I get saved?"
一个监狱长过来说，问他们我该做什么来得救呢？
And his whole family comes to the Lord.
然后他全家都得救了。
That's this last season for me.
这个就是我最后一季的故事。
It's a season of excitement.
是一个非常令人兴奋的一个季节。
I wake up giddy.
我每天醒来，我都是很高兴。
What's he up to?
那今天他要做什么事情呢？
When Jesus lived on the earth in his incarnate body,He poured himself out and went to the cross.
当我们的主在肉身的时候，他把自己交奠出来，他上了十字架。
It's the same Jesus alive today, but he has a new body.
这是同样的耶稣，他今天活着，但是在不一样的身体的里边。
It's the church.
就是教会。
It's you. It's me.
就是你和我。
He now lives in us.
他现在活在我们里边。
I used to think I needed grace and faith to survive.
我曾经想我需要恩典和信心我才能存活下来。
How am I going to get through this trouble?
我怎么才能从这个艰难里边来过来呢？
But now I know from 2 Corinthians 4:10.
那现在我从哥林多后书第四章第十节那里。
That we carry about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Christ might be made manifest.
那我们身上常带着耶稣的死，使基督的耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
It's not the dying of self; it's the dying of Jesus.
这不是我们自己的死，是耶稣的死。
I need grace and faith to let him live the radical life he wants to live in me.
我需要恩典和信心，让他那个很不一样的生命活在我的身上。
I'm dead. It's him.
我没有死，是他。
If he wants to go to the nursing home, here I am.
他如果要去养老院，我也在那边。
If he wants to manifest himself through dementia, that's okay.
如果他要通过我的这个老人痴呆症来显明他自己，没有问题。
What's he up to? It doesn't matter.
他要做什么，没有关系。
This season is tremendous excitement as I wake up to the possibilities of union with Christ.
在这一季充满了这个兴奋，每天起来我都想到和他相联合的光景。
I'll close with.Two verses from the end of John.
我最后用约翰福音两节来结束。
Our Lord Jesus told him that he was going to die. He told Peter that he was going to die. You remember that?
我们记得主耶稣对彼得说，他要死掉。
And he had a burden for John, and he said, "What about this man?"
那彼得对约翰就有一个负担，他说：“那这个人会怎么样呢？”
Jesus didn't say that's none of your business. That's how some interpret that.
耶稣没有跟他说这跟你完全没有关系。这有人是这么认为的。
He said that's none of your care.
他说
：“I'll take care of John.
说你不用来为他来操心，我会来照顾他。
And I have the assurance now that the Lord's going to take care of my family if He calls me home.”
我现在就有这个，我就觉得，如果说神把我接到天家，他会来照顾我的家人。
And the other verse is, when you're old, they're going to take you by the hand and lead you where you don't want to go. Remember that?
然后另外一点，他说，当你年老的时候，你就会人会拉着你的手去你不想要去的地方。
Did you ever see the glory side of that?
你有没有看到这一点上的荣耀
？For 59 years.I've been wanting to do the will of the Lord.
59年的时间，我渴慕做神，来服侍神的旨意。
A day is coming when I won't have to worry about that anymore.
有一天要马上来到，我不会再为这些事情再来操心。
Someone's going to take me by the hand.
有人会来抓住我的手。
Lead me maybe where I don't want to go.
带我去，也许我不想去的地方。
And that will become the will of God for my life.
那就是成为我神在我身上的一个旨意。
Old age is, of course, when you think of Stephen Kahn and all those, my age doesn't seem that old.
我当我说年老的时候，我们想到江守道弟兄，那我这个75岁没有，好像没有什么。
I'm the first one in our family, by the grace of God, that ever got out of the 60s.
因为我是在我们家这个圈子里边第一个活过超过60岁的。
Mother, father, brother, uncle, cousin, sister, they all died before they were 70.
那父母、兄弟、姐妹，他们都是在70岁以前都去世的。
My point is this: it's exciting now to be a servant of the Lord.
我就想说，现在做。耶稣的仆人是非常令我兴奋的一件事情。
I'm not dragging him here and there.
我不是说拖着他去这里去那里。
Where he is, that's where I want to be.
他在哪里，我也要在哪里。
I heard a story of a girl who had been to a missionary conference.
我听过一个故事，一个女孩子去一个传福宣教的一个特会上。
And at the end, she was so moved, she wanted to testify.
特会的末了，她非常受感动，她要做见证。
She wanted to say, "Let Jesus have His way in your life."
她想说，让耶稣在你的身上活出他的旨意来。
But she was nervous.
但是她很紧张。
And she got her words twisted.
她就把那些词的话就弄颠倒了。
Instead of saying, "Let Jesus have His way in your life."
她本来想说让耶稣在你的生命上活出他的旨意来。
She said, "Let Jesus have His life in your way."
让耶稣的生命在让耶稣让在你自己的道路上活出他的生命来。
What she said was more beautiful than what she intended to say.
但是她所说的。比他所要想说的更加美丽。
Thank you for your attention.
谢谢你们的听我来讲。
And let Jesus have His life in your way.
让耶稣的生命在你们的道路上来显明出来。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Father, we thank you.
我们天父，我们感谢你。
You've been so faithful and so patient.
你是如此的。信使如此的有耐心。
You've guided my life, and I was bumping off the walls.
主要你虽然我到处失败，但是你一生来带领我。
I give you honor, I give you praise, I worship you.
我把尊荣，我把赞美都归于你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主的名祷告 ，Amen.
Thank you.